ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from around the world. Today is March 13th, 2019. My name is Carr Gonzalez, and we're still at South by Southwest. That's right. It's been a long week and a half. Seems like forever. But it's okay, because today it was announced that Stellar Lumens was added to Coinbase Pro. That's right. It was announced Wednesday that it was accepting deposits of XLM with trading support coming once sufficient liquidity is established. The process will take a minimum of 12 hours, according to a blog post that Coinbase wrote up. Now, we all know Stellar was started by Ripple co-founder Chad McCaleb of Mt. Gox fame, with Lumens aimed at being part of a low-cost payment network. Since its launch in 2014, its vision has been to unite the world's financial infrastructure so that money can flow quickly and cheaply between banks, businesses, and people. The internet connected the world's computers so that information could be shared globally. Stellar aims to do the same for money. And we all know Coinbase Pro first announced it was considering XLM last December. And they also started adding more crypto assets here recently. But today's Stellar's day, and I'm pretty bullish on it. Take a listen from a recent video of IBM Think. And this happened last month in San Francisco, where Jesse Lund, vice president of blockchain for IBM, Chad McCaleb, the founder of Stellar Development Foundation, Tammy Clamp, the CEO of Stronghold Exchange, and Michael Warner of the Federal Reserve. Check this out.
Yeah, hi everyone. So I'm Jed McCaleb, founder of SDF, Stellar Development Foundation. And why I got into it and what excites me about it is the potential to kind of do for financial transactions and economic connectivity what the internet did for information, which is like kind of level the playing field and democratize access and like reduce concentrations of power and let anyone connect to anyone else, right? And this is had all these kind of repercussions in the internet for information, led to all kinds of things we didn't anticipate, and we're hoping the same thing will happen with financial activity, where you know now someone, you know, some kid in Mexico can now send like 10 cents to someone in Thailand, right? This just isn't impossible with today's infrastructure, but we're hoping to make that a reality, which I think will be really good for everyone. So
this cryptocurrency phenomenon that's been going on for 4 or 5 years, maybe its origins go back a little bit further than that. You could probably trace it to 2008 and the financial crisis, and right after that is where Bitcoin, you know, started to get legs. What, you know, regardless of where we see this sequence of activities that has unfolded into this space that we call cryptocurrencies, what, if anything, do you see in changes in terms of the Fed and the things that it's doing and how it's thinking that will affect maybe the way it does things in the future?
So the Fed, remember the interval it takes to transform technologically is much shorter than the interval for regulations. Regulations can take years to produce. So that has created a natural drag. And it's, remember though that as you get closer to like the board and the Fed, those people are August, like they're moving a tanker, right? And you may have a small sail ship, right? And we don't want to run you over, I think is a fair characterization. If I'm going to reference Governor Brainerd, I'm going to speak in attribution. Governor Brainerd is essentially saying, we're in a wait and see posture. You know, we are incentivized, as everyone is, to make a better world. At the same time, when things go south, we have to be there to help prevent them from doing significant damage. Right now, the crypto, as I saw Gartner yesterday said, $3.1 trillion by 2030, which is still negligible. I mean, the FX every day is $5.3 trillion, nowhere near a systemic threat. So it's too soon for us to even to be worrying about this, I think.
Yeah. Good. Okay. Thanks for that. So let me just switch to a couple of my other panelists here. So we kind of have the old guard, so to speak, and the new world order represented here. So, but we're going to keep it friendly. So, Jed first, and then Tammy too. As you look at the financial services infrastructure today, in the context of what Mike just said, is it's hard to turn a big ship, and you want to be careful turning a big ship because it can crash into things. So, understandably cautious. What do you see are some of the problems with financial infrastructure today that maybe we're involved in trying to solve?
Sure. Yeah. I think he's right that it is a slow ship. And this is kind of the original thesis of, or one of the original theses of Stellar, is that you need like this new blockchain crypto idea is like super powerful, but you need some way to on-ramp the existing financial instruments, right? So Stellar allows you to tokenize any kind of form of value, so you can put dollars or euros and things like that. And you can kind of see that this rage is like caught on now with this like all this stablecoin phenomenon, right? And it makes sense because it's very hard for people, not just because the technology is so like pervasive everywhere and it takes a long time to update that, but people are very slow to change their ways about how they deal with money. So convincing people to use this kind of new internet token is much more difficult than convincing them to use like a digital version of a dollar or a euro, something that they're used to. And so the idea is that if we can kind of start to bridge these two worlds, we can move people like slowly towards a better paradigm, right? And so that's kind of what we're shooting at, like let people use the traditional things but in a digital manner, and so they can start to interact with the newer cryptocurrencies or the newer like forms of value and assets that are now possible via like blockchain systems like Stellar.
And we know Stellar Development Foundation has been making a lot of moves here recently. They just got announced for Money 2020, and there's going to be a big announcement with IBM. Jed McCaleb's going to be there as well. We also know that Jesse Lund of IBM is going to be at South By here on Friday. That's a panel that I'll be attending and hopefully get to talk to him, maybe. And then we also know here recently, a couple days ago, they changed their logo as well, too. They ditched the rocket ship and they have more of a professional look. And then last year, there was the nonprofit arm of Stellar, Lightyear, which acquired San Francisco-based blockchain startup Chain. And we know Adam Ludwin is now the CEO of Interstellar. So there's been a lot of moves that Stellar Foundation has made here recently. And it looks like something's coming. Take a listen to one more clip of them talking about digital money.
Having like traditional assets like fiat or what have you on these networks enables kind of all these other use cases, right? So like, for instance, this coffee bean thing that I mentioned, it is a new way of a new thing that's tokenized, but it depends on having like some sort of dollar or other fiat currency in the network that they can trade for these coffee beans. Sure. Right. And so, and the same is true for a lot of the other things that you mentioned. I think they, in isolation, they don't make sense, but once you have like more of the financial infrastructure there and like interoperating with this network, then you can start to have these kind of innovations.
Right.
So, go ahead.
I will say that there have been, you know, the examples that you've just mentioned, people have tried those in the past.
Yeah. What happens?
I just don't think there's a lot of user adoption.
Those kind of things.
It could be too early. And hey, we are still in the infancy of, right, you know, the financial infrastructure part as well.
But it sounds like you're taking us back. There was a time in the United States we had 5,000 different currencies, right? Now you're going to have Jesse pointed out that there's a new JP Morgan stablecoin,
yeah,
right? And so we're going to end up with 5,000 new currencies. I think your Interledger, like that's going to be, like my grandmother doesn't care, you know, that what it is, right? Does all this stuff become like behind the scenes? Is that?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. I think it's, you basically have your preferred currency or preferred provider or your bank or what have you, and then that interoperates with other ones, and you don't really care how it gets there, like as long as each person ends up at the end of the day with the thing that they care about.
So if they ever did create a digital dollar, the design should be agnostic to the rails. Would you agree with that? It should almost be like a standard or like a Merkel kind of entity. Well, now I'm getting past it. You guys in Merkel Mountains and stuff, like are you?
I know Merkel. Merkel.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, how would you design? How would you guys design a digital currency for the United States? Or any country.
Jed, there's your opening right there. Federal Reserve asked Jed McCaleb how to create a digital currency. Here we go.
I mean, you have to have somewhere that is represented in some digital form that you trust not to be like defrauded. That's why you can't just issue it on any kind of platform, because some of these things might have security vulnerabilities, and then you end up with like, you know, an extra billion digital dollars over here that you don't know exactly what to do with, right? So it's not like you can just put it on any platform.
Sure. But,
yeah.
Right.
So you have to trust the network itself,
right,
the topology, the system.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting that Stellar finally made it onto Coinbase. I know we've been speculating for a really long time, and we've been wondering. And it seems like Coinbase is kind of adding everything under a buck. Yeah, they're adding all these low volume coins, and it seems like by the time we get started into this next run, they're going to have a smorgasbord of coins for people to buy. Yeah, really fascinating how Gemini is going one direction and how Coinbase is going a different direction. It's very fascinating. And then you have Kraken as well going an entirely different direction. I think that's good for a lot of us. We have choice options out there. I will say, though, that tomorrow there is a Stellar meetup, and we're going to be attending it here at South By. Maybe some people from the Stellar Foundation show up. We'll see. We'll be live streaming. All right, with that, let's get into Coin Talk. Let's do it.
It is time. Only crypto, coins, trades, predictions ahead. It is what you spend all day wondering, isn't it? This crypto dream. Only on Coin Talk.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for Coin Talk. That's right. But before we jump into that, got a couple things we need to catch up on. So I just want to thank everybody who participated with the giveaways on Monday and Wednesday, which was today or yesterday. Depends when you listen. And yeah, we gave away a Ledger Nano X on Monday via our Telegram. Then we gave away two Ledger Nano S's today via our Telegram again. And the winners were John on Monday, John Poker, and then Zamped and No Name of our Telegram won today. So congratulations, guys, women, whoever you are. I've never met any of them, but I think they're all male. I could be wrong. I don't know. Yeah, so congratulations to all of you. Really appreciate you listening to Thriller Crypto, and I really appreciate your I guess just kind of help out there. I know in Telegram, we kind of give each other tips and we share the news and we all just kind of look out for each other. And I really, really appreciate that. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Make my job a lot easier so I don't have to watch everything when it comes to news out there. And then also want to let everybody know that we have two more days of South By, Thursday and Friday, which is today and tomorrow. It's going to be just nuts. We have coverage from David Schwartz of Ripple. He's going to be there. We have Jimmy Song. He's going to be there as well, too. Willie Wu is going to be there too, as well. We have Jesse Lund is going to be there. Joe Lubin. It's going to be crazy 2 days. Really, really informative. And I can't wait to deliver all that content to y'all. So if you guys have been kind of swallowing up all the Thriller Crypto podcasts, don't worry, we have some more landing here tomorrow and the next day. And then we have a special After Dark on Saturday evening. So look for that to drop. And then you probably won't hear back from me till about Tuesday of next week when the Money 2020 conference happens. That's the one that Stellar is going to be doing. That's going to be on the 19th, which is Tuesday, and the 20th, which is Wednesday. So there'll be a lot of news those 2 days coming from all sorts of places. So yeah, really bullish for the rest of the week and into next week. But the markets don't reflect that. I don't know. It's kind of strange, but good stuff out there. All right. I want to say thank you to all the people that I've met this week at South By. A lot of them know of me or know the show or are friends of the show, fans, friends, everything in between. And I really appreciate every single one of you. And thank you so much for your support, even if it is just a thank you or anything like that. I really appreciate it. A lot of people have been asking what we're going to do now that we don't have a Patreon. I just want to tell everybody that we're not going to decide anything until after this season. So we'll go through the rest of the second season. And then at the beginning of the third season, that's when we'll announce another platform or we'll do it our own way. But for right now, if you want to support us, the fastest and the quickest way is to follow us on social media. This way we can start that conversation. You know, I love talking to people. I love interacting with people on social platforms. It's one of my favorite things to do. I do a lot via Instagram, but thank you so much if you're already doing it. But if you're not, follow me. I think I provide good content. I'm not one of those people that likes to you know, spew hate or anything like that. So you don't have to worry about that. But just know that that is the quickest way to support us. The next way to support us monetary wise would be donating crypto. We have a crypto page that you can send donations to. I really appreciate all the people that have been sending Bitcoin and Ethereum this week. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And if you don't want to do that, we have an ad. We're a Coinbase affiliate. So what that means is Coinbase gives us a little kickback for every trade or everything that you do. Don't worry, it doesn't charge you more or anything like that. But if you do sign up via our link, we get a kickback for it. And I think it's pretty cool because it keeps us afloat. It's been keeping us afloat for a while. And hopefully, you know, hopefully this gets us through the second season. So click that link if you haven't signed up to Coinbase, or go to our website, thrillerx.com, and click the link there. And just know I appreciate it. All right, with that, let's roll the disclaimer.
Remember, Thriller Podcast does not give financial advice. He cannot tell the future, even if he thinks he can. He is just some dude trying to save the world one Satoshi at a time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Coin Talk. That's right. And I just wanted to tell you one more thing before I go into this. Later, after this episode, I'm going to drop another episode, and it's just going to be my thoughts of South by so far. But I will tell you that, you know who I'm looking forward to seeing? Willy Woo. That's right. If you don't know who Willy Woo is, you need to follow him on Twitter. He's the only guy I really listen to when it comes to technical analysis these days. There's no one else I mess with. I have Willy Woo's tweets automatically alert me whenever he tweets, because he always provides great content. And he's going to be at South By this week, and I'm sure he's going to be talking Bitcoin. So, he's the main guy for me these days. But I will say, though, that I'm not going to give any predictions, to be honest with you, just because I want to hear him talk and I want to hear him talk about the market. I know there's a lot of people out there. I'm not pointing any names, but they think Bitcoin's going to go back down to 2,800 or retest it. I don't know, but there are people out there saying that. Right now, it is up, though. It's going up overnight, and it's at 39.13. So it's up 0.5%, market cap of $134 billion. We got Ethereum at $133, XRP up 2% today at 31 cents, and Litecoin at $56, holding steady. Stellar, surprisingly, well, unsurprisingly, I would say, is at 11 cents, up 4.7%. And it literally has gone from 7-8 cents to 11 cents. Nice little pump. And that happened for about a week. It went up like 20, I think a total of 30%. And you know what was interesting? Like, I don't know if you listened to the first segment when the Federal Reserve guy was talking, but he said that the whole coin market cap wasn't important, or how do you word it? I have to go back and listen, but he just said that according to their data, the cryptocurrency market or the digital asset market is not going to be a $3 trillion market until 2030. And it could happen faster, but he said that's when they're expecting it to, you know, to reach 3 trillion. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're at $134 billion. If you multiply that by 30, crypto is going to go up. If you have the Federal Reserve guy actually saying that, again, this is just his opinion. He's not speaking for the Federal Reserve, but he knows more than the average bear, I would say. To me, that sounds like bullish news just for any crypto. You know, I would say in the top 20, Bitcoin especially. You know, a lot of people will ask me, they'll send me emails, and I usually don't talk about this because I don't like to, to put coal on the fire or fan the flames. But a lot of people will say, Carr, how can you like these different cryptocurrencies, but you're so, you know, bullish on Bitcoin, but you can fall in line with like Stellar or Ethereum and what people consider, you know, more centralized than Bitcoin. I would just say I'm a technologist. I'm a fan of technology. I think the technology that Stellar is using is pretty amazing. If you listen to Matthew in our Telegram, he talks about being a Stellar developer and how he messes with some of their federated server stuff and how it's pretty fucking cool. I appreciate stuff like that. I've been messing with a little bit as well too, not in the scope of what he's doing, but it's cool tech. And if you look at Ethereum, it's the same thing. When you talk to Ethereum developers, they say the same thing too as well. EOS, same thing. And so I can remove my bias for these digital assets, unlike some of my other peers in this space, but I can remove my bias and my my allegiance to Bitcoin to look at other cryptocurrencies with a different mindset, right? So when I look at something like Stellar, I think it is needed in this space. I know people don't want to admit this, but banks are probably going to go away, but not really. They probably will just be less used. But they're going to want to participate in this market, and there's really no protocol right now, in my opinion, that does what Stellar does. People like to say XRP, but it doesn't do on-protocol trading like Stellar. So I see Stellar being very important in the future. I see its protocol being very important too. And if you look at something like 0x, that's another thing as well too. But either way, regardless of what I'm trying to do right now in explaining this stuff, people will email me and ask me these questions. And I tell them that I look at this technology. I look at the future of this technology. I see where it's going. And I feel like that's going to be needed. And if it's not done by Stellar, then it's going to be done by somebody else doing the exact same thing. Maybe it's a second generation, digital asset or cryptocurrency, whatever you want to call it. But that's a need that's going to have to happen. It's a void that's going to have to be filled. Either Bitcoin does it or Ethereum does it. It's going to have to happen, right? So that's why I'm bullish on certain coins, because I see the need for that void that needs to be filled. And that's a current coin that's trying to fill that void. There aren't a lot of projects that are trying to focus, zero in on one particular void that's missing to put this whole puzzle piece of cryptocurrency on the map, right? So if you have Ethereum trying to be like a world computer, Cardano trying to do the same too as well, but applying science to it and a different set of standards to it as well too. If you have something like XRP trying to be this multifaceted bank-to-bank fast rail system, you have something like Litecoin that's trying to just be a testbed for Bitcoin. You have EOS trying to be a delegated proof of stake. That's the alternative for Ethereum. I mean, you have all these different things, and there's a need for every single one of them. I look at something like Bitcoin SV or Bitcoin Cash, and I don't see the values for them, but I still know that there is an allegiance. There is a group surrounding those two camps that believe there is. So guess what happens? There is. So regardless of my bias or your bias or anybody's bias, we are going to be the ones controlling these cryptocurrencies, and we are going to be the ones deciding which camp we want to be in. And I think if we all realize that this isn't a sprint, is what I'm trying to say. This is a marathon. This is going to take years of development. Some of these cryptocurrencies aren't going to make it, so this is just the way that it was in the past. When we look at history and remember the 1920s, when there's 500 different currencies out there, well, fast forward 100 years, guess what happens? There's 500, maybe three, I don't know, I haven't looked in a really long time, but there's a lot of cryptocurrencies out there. And so, yeah, to the people that email me all the time saying, how can you do this? You're going against Satoshi. But I get you 100%. And this is my blanket answer I give to them all. And sometimes I don't respond back because it's just too much to type that over and over and over. And I don't like to copy and paste things because I like to give a real, answer and stuff like that. But yeah. That's why I'm bullish on all this stuff. And you have to remember too, like, my job is to deliver the news, to deliver what's going on in the space, to keep you informed. my job is not to decide for you what camp you should be in or what coins you should hold or anything like that. This podcast might reach a certain point where we get rid of coin talk in all honesty, because I feel like as we move further along, I'm starting to see that all this stuff, all the coin stuff and the coin talk is fascinating. And I like to speculate just as much as the next guy, but it doesn't provide any information to the average user out there. All it does is fill my ego. So eventually it might have to go, but it's not going anywhere right now. So don't worry, but you know, eventually we'll have that vote on the Telegram and see what people say. But yeah, that's just life, right? Some things change, some things move on, but we evolve. Okay. With that, let's get on to the end of the show. right, ladies and gentlemen, another Thriller Coin Talk is Dundies. Thank you so much for listening. And you just listened to Hatchie Without a Blush. She's going to be playing at South By. Awesome band. Pretty cool. Pretty cool sounds. I will say, though, real quick, make sure you go out there and do your own research. I know that's, I just don't say that enough these days, but do not trust. Verify. Verify, verify, verify. We live in a world of consequences right now. Can't trust anything. Can't trust a source. You have to verify it for yourself. Buy Bitcoin. Save the world. See you tomorrow.
This is the end of the show. You have been listening to Thriller Podcast with Har Gonzalez. Remember, Thriller Podcast is not financial advice. Everything Har said likely won't come true. It is up to you. Now go, do your own research. Listen to other dudes that start their name with crypto, and not Har. And remember, buy Bitcoin and save the world. One Satoshi at a time.